Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily on a Friday, a Catch a Kansas Friday. Get you all ready on the Catch a Kansas app and at catchakansas.com as we take a look. What are we in here? Week four of the high school football season. TJ, Brandon, Rachel, and gang have had you covered all season long. TJ, as we look ahead to this week four, what's the game of the week there at Catch a Kansas, and what are we looking most forward to?
Game of the week is a big one. We got Wichita Collegiate traveling out to Andale tonight. Big 3A rivalry out there in Andale country. So really excited for that one.
That's the one I was going to ask. That's been a fun game, but it's been one that Andale has dominated. So is this Collegiate more than a fun game? Do they have a real chance this year?
Yeah, so just talking about this one, I've been digging up some research, getting everything ready for our coverage tonight. I'm not sure. I didn't know this until yesterday. Honestly, I saw a stat and dug it up and talked to Dylan Schmidt about it, that Andale lost the streak of the longest winning streak in the country, but they still have a win streak at home dating back to 2012, even before Dylan Schmidt was the coach there. They have not lost a home game in 12 years. The last team to beat them in Andale was Collegiate back in 2012. So a little bit of history there, but I think it's going to be a really fun one. You know, Andale got tested by Wellington in week two. I think there was a combined like 110 points or something ridiculous like that. It was like 60 to 50 touchdown game there. Collegiate narrowly beat Wellington as well. So that's kind of your litmus test of where this one stands, I think. I think Collegiate's a really good team. Last year, they gave Andale a little bit of a run. It was like a 2-3-score game still. But Collegiate didn't have all of their stars out there. This time, everybody's healthy. They got a really good running back in Jaden Parker, who's probably going to be playing Division I football somewhere. He's back this year. Collegiate team is going to be really good, but Andale at home is a different beast, as we know. But I think it'll be a great one tonight.
Looking at the City League, Capen playing Northwest tonight, and you know that's just a heavyweight bout right there. And especially knowing the sights that Capen has set for their future, but then also knowing how big of a juggernaut Northwest has always been. That's a game I know that folks around the city are really anxiously awaiting. Do you get any sense one way or the other about, you know, sort of where things are leaning?
Yeah, Capen was a team that we really didn't know who they were going to be this year. They graduated so many guys that I always bring up Amari Elias was their entire offense, that running back. They graduate him, and we didn't know how good they were really going to be. Last week, they come out and beat East in a game that lasted 2 days because of the weather. So kind of showed who they were going to be, and a team that can compete towards the top of the City League like they do every single year. So getting that one, I know Northwest got the job done against East. So this could very well be the City League championship that we get in week four, depending how the rest of the season plays out. So Capen's proved that they can hang with anybody, but Northwest, they've got an insane schedule every single week. They just played Junction City last week and pulled off like a third, fourth quarter comeback. So they're a great team. I think Northwest has got more talent than Capen, but we know what Capen does well, and they're going to do it well.
Well, it's probably more than might be the City League championship. It is going to be the City League championship. Both teams are good, and if I could just add to it, I'm the one guy sitting on this little council right here that's played both of them, and we lost to both of them. We lost to one 13-0. We lost the other in triple overtime. So that should be us involved in this, but it's not. That's just the way it goes. I think that this particular game is going to be basically who controls the line of scrimmage. And both of them are capable of controlling the line of scrimmage. Now, if it's TJ, if I was to say to you, if both teams are fairly equal on the line of scrimmage, just based upon athleticism alone at the skill positions, don't you maybe have to kind of give the advantage maybe to Northwest? Not a big advantage, but a slight advantage to Northwest. And I think if I had to pick, I might give it to them reluctantly. Reluctantly. I'm trying to be fair and honest in this. But listen, Capen wins this game, I'm not going to be surprised either.
Yeah, you know, Northwest, I say it every week, it feels like, that they've probably got the most Division I talent on a team. East is right there with them, but Northwest has got so many guys who can play Power 5 football on both sides of the ball that some of them are still underclassmen that haven't even blown up yet, but they're going to. So a ton of talent there, but I think that a Weston Sharks coach team, like I said, we know what they're going to do. They're going to control the line of scrimmage. That's what they make their kind of bread and butter on. I think that you could really kind of put any group of 11 guys out there for Weston Sharks, and you'll give anybody a run. So they have a the talent to get it done. Northwest probably has more talent, but it's going to come down to coaching, I think, honestly.
It'll be a lot of fun. TJ, you guys have it covered. Tell us about, you know, some of the pregame coverage before games get underway. Where can everybody find the coverage and what can we look forward to tonight?
Yeah, tonight Brandon's going to be live out there at Andale for the game of the week. We'll have live coverage starting at 4:30, kind of giving some backstory, some history of the matchup. We talked to both teams, so you can hear what both sides are saying about the game of the week, everything like that. He's going to grab all that stuff. We're going to be live on the 12 News app and the Catch It Kansas Facebook like we're doing every week. It's the 12 News kickoff show. We're going to go through every single game that we're going to be at. We're going to talk about what we expect to see. We're going to make our picks that we make there, see how all that goes. So, and then 10:30, Catch It Kansas show. Should be a full one. No giant shelf clouds rolling in with lightning storms to delay anything this week, I hope.
There it is. Get ready for it. It's another. Wow. Yeah, this will be a little different experience without the weather here. We'd take the rain, but that was wild last week. I wasn't here, but I was watching remotely. All right, TJ, good luck with the coverage today. Be good. Get back to playing college football video games, and we'll do this again next week.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
There goes TJ Cleland. There goes our high school football preview. It is a Catch It Kansas Friday. Go to catchitkansas.com, the free Catch It Kansas app. Get you all covered for everything that you need, not just with high school football, but with all the high school sports. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've covered everything. We have not talked about Thursday night football. We can get more into some of the other football storylines out there as well. Don't go away. Albrock, Caster, Savage, coming back on a Friday.